So we're supposed to make at least 100 brachas a day, which means that we say God's name at least 100 times a day, or at least we're supposed to. Question is, what exactly are you supposed to be thinking about when you say Hashem's name? What exactly are you supposed to be thinking at all when you say brachas? Or I definitely can't say I think all the time about anything, but what are you supposed to be thinking about when you say brachas? So a very straight-up Shulchan Aruch says, which is really based on the Torah, four words. Yechavin bebrachos perosh hamilos. You should think what the words mean when you say a bracha. If you look at the Beis Yosef, you know what the source of this is? Mevorhu. Which I think means, meh, it's obvious. You know, you're supposed to know what the source is. Of course you're supposed to explain. Hey, mevor, it's explained all throughout the place.
Self-explanatory,
excellent. Self-explanatory. So what's the source? So the Mishnah Berurah tries to say a source is based on the Gemara in Brachos that say you shouldn't spit out a bracha right quickly out of your mouth. You should think about what you're saying. You should say it slowly. So I guess that means you're supposed to have kavana for perish hamilus. So that's easy. Baruch atah, you think the word. What baruch means atah, fine. Now you get to Hashem. So what in the world are you supposed to be thinking about Hashem now? Some people have all these cards, you know, you have to have a whole flow chart what you're supposed to be thinking about when Hashem. It takes 0.0001 second to say Shem Hashem. And even if you've got tremendous kavana, so it takes you half a second to say Shem Hashem. So what are you thinking during that name of Hashem? So Mishnah Berurah says, well, let's give a background. The background is that Yud Ke Vav Ke, right? That letter, if you read those letters, is pronounced Ado, right? Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. It's pronounced as if it said Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Ado, and then Noi, right? So why is that? So that's because that's a Gemara that says if you pronounce Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, the way it's pronounced is Yeh, etc., then that is as if you are saying something bad, and therefore you use your Olam Haba. So therefore the basics are that when you say the words Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're saying it Ado, which is what we all say, Baruch Atah Ado Shem. We don't say Baruch Atah and then the Yeh, we don't go pronounce that. That's basic. Fine. But what are you supposed to be thinking about when you say that name? So the Shulchan Aruch says two things. Kishiyazkir Hashem, when you say Hashem's name, you have to think two things. Number one, the way it's read, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which means what? Adnus, that God is the master, or the maker, or the master of the world. And, says Shulchan Aruch, you also have to think the way it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which means that God is Hoya Hove Viya. So according to Shulchan Aruch, in that 0.01 second that you're running through a bracha, you really have to have two, like really competing, or not competing, but really totally separate thoughts in your head. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's very nice. But where does that come from? The whole concept of when you make brachos, a ksiv kri in the Torah. Do you have to think about the ksiv if it's written one way and then you pronounce it a different way? No. You focus on the kri, the way it's read. So therefore, says the Bir Agra, unless it's the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, where you have to think both, all you have to think about when you say Shem Hashem is Adnus, the way it's pronounced. Ado, you have to think Hashem is the Adon of the whole world. You don't have to think about Ha-Yo-Ho-Ve-Ve-Yeh unless it is during Kriya Shema. Now that has tremendous ramifications because the Vilna Gaon then is telling you that Yud Kei Vav Kei is really a civil kri. Now let me ask you a question. There's a famous question. Let's say you're a fast balkor, right? Which I like to claim that I'm one of them. Yeah? So you're a fast balkor, you're running through, and you're the civil kri, but you don't look in the Torah for that word, let's say. You accidentally don't look inside. But you just say the kri, because you're supposed to do a ksivu kri. So it says, I don't know, it says techorim, and you read it as shagol, whatever, in the tocha, right? So you read it the way it's supposed to be read, but you don't look inside at the non-word that you're reading, are you yotze or not? So many say you are, because the ksiv is not written in the Torah, you just have to do the kri. And for that word, you don't have to look inside. So let's say for Shem Hashem, you don't look inside for Shem Hashem, which comes up a lot of times in the Torah. And you say Ado, like you're supposed to, are you still Yotze, that Kriya Satara? So many want to say, based on this, you are, because it's no different than a Ksivu Kri. They say the Brisk Rav disagreed, but okay, fine. Now, comes along the Mishnah Berurah and cites this Vilna Gaon approvingly, which sounds like you can rely upon the Vilna Gaon. So in other words, if you say Shem Hashem in a regular bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, all you have to think about is that Hashem is the Adon of the whole world. Yes, it's nice to also think Ha-Yehovah V'yeh, but unless it's the first pasuk Kriya Shema, you're fine. Rav Halicha Shlom of Shlomo Zalman says you could rely upon the Vilna Gaon as well. But b'di'evad, let's say you're just a regular pashut yid, and you know what you think about when you say Hashem? God. That's it. You don't have any such groisa kavanas. You're yotze, you're not. So for this thing, Rish Moshe, based on old Sidurim, which apparently translated into Yiddish, I was going to bring in the Yiddish for someone to translate to me, but I think I was able to figure it out myself. But it's visibly, Moshe quotes it in Yiddish, but it's visibly that Hashem is the only God, well, Hashem is one, and I was here, right? So it's very basic. You just have to think about God's name, and that's it. So you see, says Igris Moshe, that even for hundreds of years in the Siddurim, they used to write the Yiddish translation in it. And so it's fine, God, b'di'evad, all you have to think about is God. That's not the ideal, but Rabbi Yashim and Moshe say that's fine. But now here comes the question, which one, you want to be the frumest Jew of all. You want to follow the Shulchan Aruch, which said you have to think both. So which one do you think first? So I saw him say for B'tzel HaChachma, he says it's a machlokas is above me, Torah's Nigla and Torah's Nister. If you go with Nigla, the Torah that we understand, not Kabbalistic, then you go with the Kriya first, because that's the way it's pronounced, Ado, you have to think of Adnus first, then you think of Hayahova Viya. But if you go based on Nistar, it has deeper meanings, Hayahova Viya, so you think of that one first. Okay, so now we get to the point you've all been waiting for, and we'll close with this. Well, Maisa, come on. Anyone here want to raise their hand that they think about this for Hashem? No? Was such a big tzaddik. You think of every time you say Hashem, think of Hoya, Ove, Viyah, Adnus. Wow. I can't even remember. I don't even really concentrate on anything, let alone, so what's Pshat? How do we do this? Yeah? You have a Pshat? Okay. So what's the Pshat? So how do you get away with this Chabur? How do you say your Yotzei Tefillah? So comes along Shlomo Zalman, and it's really based on an Esha Avram 200 years before Shlomo Zalman, 150 years before. He says like this, you have a Tanai, a condition, that before you start davening, you say, every time I say Ado, what I really mean is Adnus, and Hoya Hove V'yeh. And that should constitute, that's my Kavana. I'm designating my Kavana for the entire day it works, he says.
Global replace.
What?
A global replace.
Exactly, a global replace, right? It's you're basically having in mind this thing, and does this work? So Shlomo Zalman says it works. Comes along the B'tzel HaChachma and says, it's a nice idea. But look about when you write a Sefer Torah. There's a famous Taz that says when you write a Sefer Torah, all you have to have in mind is the first time, and you're fine. But everyone attacks the Taz. They say, you know what that means, that Taz means? You just need to say out loud the first time you write Hashem, but the rest of the times you write Hashem in Torah, you have to at least be thinking it. So don't give me this whole spiel that you could do I have in mind the first second of the day, and that's going to count for all my Hashems the rest of the day. Not really, because you can't base it on Sefer Torah, because Sefer Torah, you still have to at least be thinking it when you say it throughout the rest of the Sefer Torah. So says the B'tzel HaChachma, it's a good b'di'eved, but this is not ideal what you should be doing. Same way the Oz Nidru says, it's not ideal, but look, if this is what you have to do, you have this Tanai, Kavonimai, I saw about Yashub, they say, what are you wasting your time with this Tanai? It doesn't really do anything anyway. You want to do it, okay, it's nice, but it doesn't solve the real problem. Final thing is, I saw, so a little bit above my pay grade as well, the Apterov, the Hilga Apterov, says that's why you say Adon Olam in the beginning of davening. How did Adon Olam get in the beginning of davening? So Adon Olam speaks it all out to you about HaYehovah. Yeah, Hashem is everywhere. And if this way, it's kind of like the Tanai for you. Now, again, if we all said the Tanai doesn't really work, lesson is, and I take this, I speak 100% to myself over here, 1,000% to myself. Lesson is, you have to have more kavanah by davening. No, there's no good answer to this chabura, especially when you say, Shem Hashem. Shkoyach.